This is Bob Brunell, and this is Newsworthy for Tuesday, sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 41 and 21, member FDIC. Waterfest announcing two shows today for their summer concert series. The pyrotechnic bombastic hairball returns to the Leach Amphitheater on June 22nd. Joining the Oshkosh favorite will be Oshkosh's own Stevie Rochelle and his band from the 80s Tough. Also announced today, the August 10th show that features 80s rock legends Warrant, Lita Ford, and Firehouse. Tickets for both shows go on sale February 15th. The Oshkosh Community Foundation says it surpassed its goal of raising $300,000 to replace trees damaged by the emerald ash borer. The city now plans to plant 10 different types of trees in an effort to diversify the city forest. The trees will be planted in a number of places over the next few years. Now that the Oshkosh School Board has decided to name the district's newest elementary school Menominee, the tribe is expected to give its formal acceptance soon. A tribal committee will review the name request later this week, then it's expected to move on to the Menominee Tribal Legislature. The Oshkosh Corporation is reporting its fourth quarter and yearly earnings today. The company has some concerns that Congress may decide to cut back on defense spending, meaning fewer contracts in the future. Page 2, the day-by-day warming shelter is in need of sleeping bags. The shelter hands out sleeping bags to people they can't accommodate. If you'd like to make a donation, simply contact the day-by-day warming shelter. The annual Economic Outlook Breakfast with Brian Ballew is coming up February 14th at the Convention Center. Brian will give his economic forecast for both the year and beyond. You can register right now on the Chamber website. Congratulations to Satori Imports, downtown Oshkosh. They're celebrating 54 years of being in business this week. A great Oshkosh tradition returns later this week, the annual Otter Street Fishery. The fun begins with a pond hockey tournament on Miller's Bay. There's live music, fishing, and raffles. Money from the event goes to Better Fishing on Lake Winnebago. The Winter Fishery has been a part of Oshkosh now for better than 60 years. Turning to sports, Oshkosh West, new football coach, will start meeting with parents and players starting tomorrow. Joseph Ray comes to Oshkosh from Hamilton High School, where he's been an assistant football coach. That's a look at Newsworthy for a Tuesday. We're back again later this week here on the Chamber website. We're always sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 41 and 21, member FDIC.